We found that even their basic human rights weren't being met. No running water, no sanitation, no electricity. We went into houses where there was sellotape around electrical plugs. We were actually, while we were doing the survey, we were actually feeling unsafe ourselves. In another house we had gone to, there was a lady with two children who had running noses and coughs. And it was so cold that I asked her, could we finish the interview in my car? It was really bad.
That's Anita Toner of human rights organisation Travellers of North Cork, who was describing some of their findings from field research they conducted into the living conditions of some travellers in the region who were staying in sites and houses managed by the local authority. On the back of their findings, a document of conditions was compiled, and following a peaceful protest outside the council's housing department in Annabella Mallow on December 20th last, the document of complaints was presented to the council. However, the group says it's been over 2 months and they're yet to receive any response. Anita told Red FM News that the situation has deteriorated even further for the families involved.
It's a big impact on their health. And I mean, it's sad because they're not looking for miracles. They're looking for basic human rights. And their mental health has been widely affected. A family at the minute that the father feels he can no longer provide for the family because he has no roof over his head, nowhere to provide for his children. They're going to school, they're homeless, their little homework, even interacting with their friends. It has been an overall impact on their health.
In a statement to Red FM News, Cork County Council acknowledged receipt of the correspondence from December 20th and says the details of each individual submission are currently being examined and an appropriate response will be issued in each case in the near future. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Donegal.